Hello, it's ambulance services. A patient breathing.
Hi, yeah, my little brother's just been stabbed.
He's been stabbed, okay. How old is he?
13.
Male has been hit by a tram.
A patient away. Sorry, what was that?
Hello? Lovely, it's yours. I think she passed away.
Every hour of every day, over 100 people call for an ambulance across Greater Manchester.
Is that the cardiac arrest? Oh, my God.
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
I've got no ambulances free.
Emergency disconnect, please!
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
You need to push hard to get the baby out, OK?
Is there any way you can safely make your own way to hospital?
Taking you to the beating heart...
I love you.
..of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens...
You need blood straight away.
..as crews race to save lives.
One, two, three, four.
Don't give up. This'll keep him going till the ambulance arrives.
Let's deal with it when we get there, because we can.
Please, hurry up.
I've always been interested in dealing with the sickest, the most critically ill or injured. Sometimes you do see patients arrive in hospital where you think what we're doing should have been done half an hour or an hour ago. And you think, well, maybe actually if what we're doing now had been done at the scene, their outcome might be better.
Across the northwest of England, each day there is only one specialist doctor on call, available to be flown to the most serious incidents. Ollie's training means he is able to provide on-scene care, normally only available in hospital.
Midazolam, four morphine. One spare fentanyl, one to be drawn up.
We can bring the same level of skill to the roadside that the patient could get in a hospital emergency department. For some people that we treat, if we weren't there, they wouldn't survive.
Snow's coming today.
I like your haircut.
I'm not a fan of this de-icing my car.
It's the beginning of a new day shift.
OK, so we're going to do that breathing test again, OK, just like we did before, so starting immediately, first breath.
Come from the police. I've just rung Holly back because she answered the phone. She says, driver's out, there's only one, no injuries, he's walking. Bye.
Of the 300 most serious Category 1 calls received each day, the HEMS team are able to reach, on average, just five. It's Laura's job to decide which incidents to dispatch Dr. Ollie to.
It's a hard decision trying to find a job where you're looking to say they deserve a helicopter, they deserve a doctor. I am looking for the worst of the worst. It is high stakes. You're dealing with people's lives.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
His van slipped forward and it's trapped in between a fence and his van. But obviously he's in quite severe pain.
And is he having any difficulty breathing?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm organising that help for you now. Stay on the line, I'll tell you exactly what to do next, OK?
Good morning, Barton. I know you're all just getting yourselves sorted. I've got a possibility for 7-2.
I would say slim to none. I think he'll be driving.
On the car, right. Well, it's up in Rochdale, so it's not that far.
OK. If we're driving, do you want us to start driving?
Yeah. So they're available and the weather's fine for flying, but they can't get the helicopters out of the hangar because the airfield's icy.
An ambulance crew are already with the patient in Rochdale. Ollie, in the HEMS car, is 18 minutes away.
423, thanks, it's the air desk. I've just had through helimed not required. Can I just confirm clinical reason and minor injuries?
Yeah, that's affirmative. We've done a full assessment. It does appear all
damage
trauma.
Roger, all received, thanks for that. Charlie Lima, Hotel X-ray 001. It's a stand-down. Confirmed minor injuries. Full assessment complete.
Stand-down received. We'll return to barn, but we'll be delayed. There is significant traffic in the other direction, over.
Roger, well received. Understood.
Is he completely alert?
I don't think so. I'm not near him at the minute. He's in the middle of the main road.
OK. Tell me exactly what happened.
Someone's been hit by a car.
01, I'm getting a job for 7-2. Bike versus car, possible traumatic arrest, if you're ready for details.
Yeah, ETA is showing us 30 minutes that we are delayed by Toting Black Rotten.
Roger, received.
Ambulance service, is the person breathing?
Just seen it. He's come down through the light and someone's hit him.
Right, do we know if he's breathing?
He was moving a moment ago.
And tell me exactly what's happened.
Okay, he's been hit by a car and there's quite a lot of blood.
We've got multiple calls, all varying, and initially it was thought patient not breathing. Details now coming in, he is conscious, serious head injury. ROV's been advised you're attending and is just arriving at scene.
Our ETA is delayed, it's looking closer to 9 a.m. now.
A rapid response vehicle and ambulance are now on scene. But Ollie is still 34 minutes away.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
In the last hour, control have received 242 calls. 35 patients are still waiting for an ambulance.
If anything changes, just call us back immediately for further instructions, OK?
It is down as an emergency response, so it's the next available vehicle in the city centre there, OK?
I don't think that man could have given me any more symptoms. I feel like I'm a drug addict, but I've not taken any drugs. My legs are shaking, I'm rattling, I've got blood in my nose, my face is sagging like I've lost all the muscle in it, I'm a diabetic, my heart's racing, I feel confused, and my hands are freezing. It was just giving me everything, and I was like, is any part of you OK?
Just tell me exactly what's happened.
What he's done, he's fell, and his bone's sticking out of his ankle, he can't walk, he's got floor outside.
She's just having an uncontrollable nosebleed, and it's just getting worse.
OK, and how did the nosebleed start?
She's had it on and off for 4 days, but it's gradually getting worse and it's been going on all night now.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes, the patient is breathing.
Is the patient awake?
Brief shortness of breath, she's on continuous oxygen.
OK, I'm organising help for you now. Stay on the line, I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
I think I know which road that is. It's, you know, the one up the hill?
Of course I do. I know where that hill is.
Ray and Cassie are 2 miles from their first job of the day, a patient in a care home with severe breathing difficulties.
Got to admit, I closed my eyes a little bit there.
I got me a driving licence from India, you see. If you can ride a rickshaw, you can drive anything.
I got mine from Greece. If you can ride a donkey, then it's fine.
So it's literally this entrance.
About here on the left, just
there. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Josie, my name's Ray. I'm with the ambulance service, sweetheart. We're going to look after you, OK? All right, my lovely.
There we go.
Has she got any heart problems?
So she's got a tumour and she's got COPD.
What's your name, sorry, hon?
Trish.
Do you know if your mum's diabetic?
She was borderline.
Borderline, but she's not on any tablets for it.
No. Cassie, temp 38.7. Heart rate 148 to 152. Sats are remaining at 73. Oh, bless her. Come here, my lovely. Come on, let's get you sorted, eh? Give you some of that Swiss crumpsal air.
NHS best.
Obviously, red flag sepsis.
Yeah.
I'm just
having
a to treat Josephine's infection, emergency antibiotics would need to be given at hospital.
So at the moment where we stand with your mum, she's showing signs of sepsis. So your wishes are for her to stay here, is that correct?
But only if she's comfortable and not in pain.
OK.
Because the experience I've had of my mum being in hospital in the past, I absolutely know it's not the best place for her.
Yeah.
She just gets left.
Because sometimes it's paperwork, you know, with palliative care patients that say this patient is not for admission to hospital. So then that sorts it out for us, because then we're like, but it doesn't say that we're not for hospital. It does say that Josie is terminally ill, but there's no plan in place. Hospital will help her, but obviously with red flag sepsis, yeah. We have to run with it.
It's really difficult to make the right decision, obviously.
You're in such a difficult position.
If she went to hospital and you gave her presumably IV antibiotics, is it going to improve it? Is it going to make a better and improve the quality of life?
I can't say that, you know, 100%.
That's the dilemma for me.
It's difficult. It will give her a better chance. It will help her.
If it was your mum, what would you do?
That is difficult. I know. You just want the best advice, don't you? I might call clinical support.
I'm just thinking, yeah, speak to clinical hub.
Because it's red flag sepsis, we've got to go in, but we're on palliative care.
Yeah.
And it might be a case of getting an emergency GP out.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're in a bit of a dilemma because for us, it's red flag sepsis, we should go to hospital. Daughter, she looks heartbroken. She wants to do what's best for her mum. She doesn't really want her to go to hospital if possible. Yesterday, a GP has visited and has issued a statement of intent. And it does say that this patient is expected to die within the next few days due to advanced dementia and lung CA. So call her own GP. All right, thank you. I've spoken to one of our advanced paramedics. I just need to call Josie's GP and I'll try and see if I can get someone out. Okay. All right, but we're gonna stay here until we get it sorted.
Update from scene, patient's GCS is 13 and is agitated. They've been advised to continue and package patient and if ready to leave scene and we will update, but for now, to keep everybody running.
Understood. Likely is that they will be ready to leave before our arrival.
Dr. Ollie is still 20 minutes from the patient struck by a car.
01, patient's GCS is dropping to 10 and is becoming more agitated. The crew have him on the back of the vehicle. Trauma cell are asking them to set off if you can meet them.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Ollie will now meet the crew with the patient at a rendezvous point 10 minutes away.
Roger, I'll receive just to advise patient's respiratory arrest.
Goosebumps, doesn't it?
Crew are still making up the road. Updated grid is 910.
Received, we will stay here at the RVP and prep RFO.
I'm not really sure we could have done anything else. We've got a doctor, three paramedics on land vehicles and RVs as well.
It's human instinct, isn't it? Survival. There's always something within us where we think, I need to fight that little bit more. I think sometimes we do need reminding that dying is a natural part of life. And in the line of work that we do, we do see that fine line between life and death.
Yeah, just a quick update from scene. We are still here. GP's coming out at 11:30. So, yeah, we're currently stuck here just until GP gets here, and then we'll get back to you and inform you.
Her observations aren't really where we want them to be.
The only reason I ask is finding a sick acid and a so if that's the right time.
OK. If that's how you feel, then it might be worth contacting a priest. OK? I can't say. All right. Josie, just going to wipe your mouth, my lovely.
You asked me before about my mum, and I think I would do the same as you. Even though my professional head is like, right, let's go to hospital, it's thinking about it, I wouldn't want that.
My job is to preserve life, to keep that spark going for people.
sometimes, unfortunately, being able to treat and preserve someone's life isn't always the right thing to do. And that's the difficult part of this job, because it goes against all my training. We're taught to preserve life.
Right, what's she had so far?
From our side, she's had nebulizers, she's had salbutamol and ipratropium.
Josephine's GP has arrived. She can determine whether any further treatment should be offered.
Taking her into A&E. I know she's flagging the sepsis, but...
Yeah, of course,
We don't probably only prolong her life by a couple of days maximum. We don't want that, do we? So we'd rather she stayed here and was given appropriate medication to keep her as comfortable as we can.
Are you happy for us to disconnect her of the oxygen then and everything else? Yeah.
Goes smoothly for you, Chuck.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Nice to meet you, mate. All right. No problem at all. Thank you. Just to give you a quick update from scene, we are going to be leaving this lady in the care of the nursing staff and Macmillan nurse. We have liaised with the patient's own GP, and we will be clearing very shortly.
Hello, hi, it's the air desk. I've got a major trauma coming into you. Coming in by land, but the doctor is travelling on the land vehicle. Traumatic cardiac arrest. He's been in arrest for about 30 minutes. So he's got a head injury, right side of chest injury, abdominal injury. He's intubated. They've got IO access. They had blood, two lots of plasma. They want to go down the major haemorrhage protocol. And there'll be 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Thank you. Bye.
You do sometimes feel helpless. There's only so much you can do. You're rooting for them to survive.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. It's quite painful to sit and wait.
Desk Laura speaking. All right, speak to you in a bit. Bye. They've called it. Bless you.
Life is very fragile and it could come to an end at any point for any number of reasons. It doesn't take much. A little spark for life that can be snuffed out in the blink of an eye by anything.
Your assistance, please.
Coach, can just to confirm, is the patient breathing?
No.
And what's happened?
We've got a lady, her husband's gone out to his work van this morning and opened the passenger side door. Male on the driver's seat. He's not been pronounced dead. They've checked for a pulse, but they can't find anything. From what they've said, they think that the gentleman is homeless.
Quebec X-ray 498, thanks John. Can I send you to a 33-year-old male in a van, sat in the driver's seat with no pulse? Coming from police, Romeo 578 is showing an ETA of 6, same as yourself.
Yeah, Roger, all received. Many thanks, John.
Advanced paramedic John is working alone today in a rapid response vehicle, treating patients across Greater Manchester.
Temperatures are plummeted through the night, so not good.
Morning.
He's got a very faint pulse and he's breathing, he's talking now.
Good morning. Hi, Lee. My name's John. How are you feeling at the moment?
Right.
Feel all right? Do you remember what time you got in this van?
When I slipped.
You cut yourself?
Split me, man.
All right. When was that? Last night?
Yeah.
Right, OK. We'll get you in the ambulance, OK? We'll have a good look at you, warm you up. Where have you been staying recently?
With my brother.
With your brother? What's happened tonight? How come you've ended up in this van?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't remember?
Said diazepam.
Because you had diazepam, right.
Right.
Lee, don't worry, pal. Don't worry. It's all right. What's the matter? What's the matter? What's up, pal?
I'm getting sloppy.
Pardon?
I'm getting sloppy.
We'll get you in the ambulance, OK? We'll have a good look at you, warm you up. All right? Do you feel all right to step out of the van and just sit in our wheelchair? OK, come on. Let's swing your legs round. Here, just watch out. It's a bit slippy. Have a seat on that wheelchair for us. There you go. So, Lee, tell us about your wrist.
I got attacked with my toes.
Right. When? Last night?
Yeah.
OK.
For no reason at all.
Right. So are you in pain anywhere else at all, Lee?
I'm on methadone.
You're on methadone, are you? OK. When did you have that last? Did you have it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. OK. Well, you're safe at the moment, Lee, OK. Don't get upset. We're going to pop you down to the hospital. Get you checked out and warmed up. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Lee, OK? He's clearly just trying to get some shelter from the snow.
There's a growing problem with hidden homeless as well, to be honest. There's a large number of people that are sofa surfing and aren't particularly the visible ones that you see in the street, so it's something we're trying to consider and report, try and get these people picked up and put in some sort of system.
I had to dig two bloody tracks off my driver this morning.
But I didn't expect it to be this bad.
Hopefully people who don't really need an ambulance won't be ringing today.
No, you know that's not true, Emily.
No, I said hopefully.
Someone fell off a push bike.
He's 84.
What on earth was he doing cycling in the snow?
Ambulance service, tell me exactly what's happened.
She's hit black ice on the road and she's tipped the car over. You're all right, love.
OK, tell me exactly what happened.
I feel very cold.
How old are you?
68.
We are very busy and aim to be with you within the next 2 hours or as soon as we have an ambulance available.
Ambulance service, tell me exactly what's happened.
He can't breathe.
How old is he?
83.
83, OK. Now, just as a precaution, if there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now.
What's a defibrillator, love?
It's a heart start machine, just in case.
No, we haven't got one of them. I'm in the house.
Not gonna lie, I was a little bit excited when I seen the snow this morning. He threw a snowball at us.
He threw a snowball at us?
Oh, my God!
What, a little monkey?
He done it, though, just as we went past, he just went...
Ray and Cassie are en route to their second job of the day. An 83-year-old who is struggling to breathe.
Hello, sir.
What's happened this morning?
For about 3 minutes, I can hardly breathe. And it's as though somebody's stood on my chest. It scared me.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it does if you can't breathe, doesn't it?
But last week I had 2 degrees. I didn't say how they were.
How long have you been together?
I'm sorry. 60 years.
Might be my
60 years. Not like you're counting, is it?
No, it's just that it was only October gone.
Ah.
We got nothing.
Did you?
Well.
Hey, you need to get yourself a toy boy.
Do you know any?
I'm Ray, nice to meet you.
Your oxygen levels are good, so we're happy you know that you're getting enough oxygen around your body. We'll still go to hospital. They'll do some blood tests.
He's the spitting image of that Luther, that detective.
Oh,
I know.
Do you know what?
You
I'll take that. I'd look nothing like him. Somebody said I look like Drake the other week. Somebody else said I look like Anthony Joshua. Oh, I was loving life.
Right, 1, 2, 3.
There you go. You're looking very smart, sir.
Am I?
Yeah.
Listen, Luther, don't lie to me. I'm
Right, come on, you're under arrest, you're coming with me.
I'm going with you anyway. Nobody's going to bother me with you.
There we go. They're stuck. Do you want pushing? Right, you'll have to give me a bit of a push from the front, just one. Right, you ready?
On your way back out, if I've got to stay in, just tell Luther to call Aldi and get his shopping.
Right, young sir.
Right, Luther, where are we?
Ray.
I like you, Will. Oh, you're good.
Right, let me get a photo of Luther. Oh, look at that smouldering look. Right, ooh, you do it now.
How about now?
What?
How about now?
Put your hat on, maybe then.
How about now?
Wait, let me fix it. How about now?
How about now?
If she stops breathing again, OK, you need to let me know. All right, you're doing really well. We're coming as fast as we can.
You think you've had a stroke? Right, OK.
So keep an eye out on this 1418, Alex. I mean, I don't know there's much we can do for that. It's, you know, 1418, the child on the wall.
Today on the air desk, specially trained paramedic Rob is in charge of deciding which patients the HEMS doctor is sent to.
Male shouting from window saying there's a fire in Chorley 1584.
You constantly have the awareness that there could be another serious incident any minute. And I think you're constantly aware of trying to keep the doctor available as much as possible so that should something requiring them come in, then you're in a position to send them straight away.
No one thrown, no one trapped, everyone completely awake. Doesn't look particularly major. 1991, Alex, is a hanging in Manchester. Is the patient breathing? Yes. Is the breathing noisy? Yes. I'll have a look at getting the car to that one, I reckon. If the patient is breathing, they possibly need an RSI.
With the helicopter grounded for a second day, the doctor on duty, Matt, and HEMS paramedic Mark have no choice but to travel to the hanging by road.
Hotel X-ray-001.
Yeah, we've got an ETA of 10 minutes for this.
Ambulance, patient breathing?
No, I don't think so.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
He jumped in front of the car. His head's smashed to pieces by the look of it.
His head smashed to pieces?
Yeah.
OK, thank you. Bye.
A second high-priority call has come in.
35-year-old male hit by a car. So this is a tricky one, because there's 2 enhanced care jobs.
Rob must prioritise and decide if Matt should be redirected from the hanging to the traffic accident.
The hanging patient has just come in, is now conscious and breathing. The 35-year-old male is a traumatic arrest, hit by car, but there's no APs available to do thoracostomies. I reckon send the doctor up to Southport.
Charlie, you might do Hotel X-ray 001.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, standing you down from this job.
But I do have a traumatic arrest in Southport. I know it's a bit of a run.
If I can pass you the details over.
So we've got to go to Southport, which is 55 kilometres away.
Hi, it's Alex and Edis. So we can stand them down. Catastrophic head injury, they called it at 11:03.
Stand down, life extinct, called on scene 11:03.
Message received.
Thank you.
How much air is the patient breathing?
Well, I'm on reception and it's a collapsed person in the gym, so I'm, is the person still breathing, do you know? Not conscious, not breathing.
Right, OK. Do you have a defibrillator available?
Yeah, they've got one up there, yeah.
CPR in progress?
Yes.
Time to keep on doing the CPR and use the defib while they're waiting, OK?
Right, OK.
We'll be with you shortly, OK?
Just to throw another one into the mix, Alex, there's cardiac arrest sports centre in Howbridge. CPR in progress, no age, but I'm thinking sports centre could be a younger person. 7-5 on the car for the Lucas?
Yeah, they're not far away, actually.
Yeah, I'd get them on it.
Yep, go ahead.
Got a job for you in Howbridge, Manchester.
We have a male unknown age cardiac arrest. There's crew on scene.
If you can assist, all
right. Hopefully that's the right one.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
He is, but he's very elderly, and we've tried to wrap him up. He's outside sitting in the snow.
Okay.
We can't move him. He's not in a good shape at all. He can't stand.
OK, I'm organising help for him now. Stay on the line, I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
473, good morning, Ellis. Carrying on with the theme of the day. I'm going to pass a job through in Sale.
For the 80-year-old male who's fallen outside, presumably slipped on the ice and snow.
No worries, pal, speak to you later.
Bless, an 80-year-old now on the deck.
Do you know who he is?
I think we know this patient.
Well, the patient's wife calls a lot of ambulances, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But the husband's lovely.
He's got dementia.
999 mode activated.
999 mode activated. Alpha 473, Jenny and Ellis, are on their way to an elderly man who's been waiting outside in the snow for 20 minutes.
I was not expecting to see this when I opened the curtains this morning.
Nah, was I?
God, it proper I was like, Mom, seen it?
I bet it'll freeze over properly tonight, won't it? There you go.
Here's that one.
Hello.
I was walking past, I was about to walk my dog,
yep.
And I heard lots of commotion over here, and he was on the floor.
OK.
So then I ran in and got a chair just to keep him out of the snow.
Hello. You're hiding under there. How are you doing, pal?
All right. All
right. I'm going to peel all these layers off you so I can get you inside the house. You're well snugged up here.
You've got a water bottle.
Look at that. Woo! He's off. Trust you to go out in the snow, eh? Okay.
Go on, bang the snow off your feet. Come on then, my
Come
mate.
Come on then.
All right.
Bob, any pain anywhere?
No, not really.
No, not really. No new pain.
What's in your finger, Bob?
Cold.
Sandra's making you a nice cup of tea now.
What's the matter, Sandra?
Upset because he's fallen.
Oh, he's fine. He's fine now. We've got him sat down out of the cold.
We're going to have to freeze him, Bob.
You're a bit jumpy today, aren't you?
I've always liked this lately.
Can you tell me what happened this morning, then?
We were going to go to the shop, and he was clearing the snow off the car.
Right, OK.
And the next thing he vanished.
OK.
And he was on the other side of the car, and I couldn't see him.
Yes. He's not got any pain anywhere. He walked himself into the house.
Did he?
And he's smiling.
Yes.
Can't ask for anything better, can we?
He's lovely.
No, he's always in good humour.
I think I'm more concerned for you today, Sandra, than Bob.
Can I take your blood sugar?
It's worked you up a bit, hasn't it?
Yes.
Oh! All done.
Oh, Bob, you're the baby. Your hands are beautiful.
Oh, you stick together, don't you, you two?
Yes.
How long have you been married for?
Over 50 years.
50 years.
How are you coping at home at the moment?
I haven't been well lately.
Last time I saw you, we were quite struggling, weren't you, between yous? Do you remember me having a conversation with you about a lady called Sarah, a community paramedic?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, we'll see if she's available today and I can run this past her. OK.
Everything's fine, Sandra, that we've checked on.
Yes.
Bob.
He's a strong man.
He is a strong man.
I can visit tomorrow if you send me the details. All right.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your help, Sarah. I'll speak to you soon, darling. Take care.
See you,
bye now. Bye-bye. Tomorrow, Sarah, the lady that I said, the community-based paramedic, is going to pop round and have a chat with you.
Yes.
And they'll discuss everything that's going on and we'll try and get you as much support as we can for both of you.
All right. Thank you.
Bridge Sports Centre.
When Dr. Matt and HEMS paramedic Mark arrive at the leisure centre, crews have been on scene with the patient in cardiac arrest for 20 minutes.
62-year-old male was in cardiac arrest and was given 3 shots of the AED. Crew arrived conscious and breathing, advised a ROSC.
This is not the ROSC I was expecting. Can we help at all?
This collapse here, the staff of the AED, I'm in 3 shots with the AED.
Well, this guy's got a cardiac arrest. He's been dead for a period of time. You know, he's being wheeled out in a wheelchair. You know, that's just down to one reason. Even with all the training, all the bells and whistles that we've got, there's absolutely no way to be able to get an outcome like that.
Hi.
Well
done. Oh, no, thank you.
Well done.
It's all in our day's work. Yeah. Luckily, I trained the staff on first aids and CPR, so it was just luck I was in the building, I suppose.
Thanks very much. We never, ever come to arrests that look like this. You know, this is exactly why to buy a defib, just for, outcomes like this.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, kudos. Well done, guys.
Oh, thank you for coming, guys.
No worries.
So sorry for that. Don't be sorry.
His lungs sound pretty good, actually. Okay. Hey there. Open your eyes just one second. I'm Matt, one of the doctors.
Okay.
How are you feeling now?
Just very sore around your chest.
Yeah?
Apart from that, not so bad.
Okay, we're going to get you to hospital. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and just figure out what this chest pain was.
I think every time we're on a job, we're always considering, are we adding anything to this? Are we making this any better for the crews? If they just got it?
Yeah, we'll get out of your way, because we're stopping the magic from happening now. Good stuff, guys.
We always know that there's 8 million people minus one who need us. And at any moment, there could be a massive job 10 miles down the road where if we're still on this job, we are not going to be going to it.
Is the patient breathing?
He's crashed his car. We think he's had a cardiac arrest. They're giving him CPR. We need someone urgently.
Have a look at 2173 as well. RTC, query cardiac arrest. This is a cardiac arrest, but we don't know if it's medical or trauma. Ideally, if it is traumatic, we'd like the doctor as well for blood and for thoracostomies. But they're obviously engaged in this ROSC, but we don't know what they're doing with the ROSC, do we? They might be going to hospital with them, and they might not. I'd ask them.
The crew have taken this patient with a ROSC who's looking stable to Wigan, and we're green from scene.
Roger, in that case, I've got another job for you. It's a possible traumatic cardiac arrest in Swinton, are we?
Yep, message received. It's going to be roughly a 12-minute ETA.
That's worked out quite well with that timing.
So how old does the patient appear to be?
He's an elderly man. Really old. Can you come as quick as possible?
Yeah, we've got that help arranged. Okay, we are coming on blue lights and sirens for you. Okay.
So this gentleman, we think, is a medical arrest at the wheel, gone into the lamppost.
Yeah.
Bystander CPR being done by a Doctor, One Shock, Rosk.
I noticed that he's just getting a bit more hypertensive now.
Right.
And he's just becoming a bit more agitated. He's just not conscious in a sort of sensible way. He's kind of a bit thrashy. So we've got periods of being really awake and then really unresponsive, where he needs an empty. So we should just RSR him. Right.
Could you draw up five of my dads?
Just going to make him a bit calmer for this RSI.
Life is definitely more than the mechanics. It's the person behind the eyes. It's the personality. It's not the numbers on a screen. We hope that those numbers on a screen can convert later on to them getting back to the person that they wanted to be and living that life.
I've spoken to the consultant at MRI.
Yeah. Have explained that we don't have any ID or history, but he's shown an obvious STEMI anterior. I've also told him that the
HeliMed doctor is anaesthetising as we speak.
Just let us know OBS, etc., and an ETA
when you've got them and you're ready to go.
Okay, lovely. Cheers, pal. Right, shall I start organising the movements?
Yeah, definitely, boss. Thanks very much.
What's his sats? His sats are 100?
Yeah.
Splendid, that's really good.
PP 140 over 88.
Good, heading in the right direction, isn't it? His lungs look up, that goes with his sats, that goes with his easy ventilation.
That spark of life in all of us, I think, is so important. You'll struggle to your very last fibre to stay alive.
OK, tell me exactly what's happened, please.
There's a man, is very intoxicated, but he's under a, like a foil blanket, he's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not able to walk anywhere.
OK.
You ready for the next one?
Fire away. Thank you.
Lovely. Going over to Sale this time. We've got a 40-year-old male, intoxicated and unable to walk.
Sounds delightful. Thank you.
After spending 90 minutes with Bob and Sandra, Alpha 473, Jenny and Ellis are on their way to the patient who is homeless and intoxicated.
Must be really difficult for homeless people in this weather, though. There've been a lot of homeless people, homeless deaths, haven't there?
It's nice that members of the public are concerned.
Mm.
Oh, there we go. He's on the side of it. Just pull over behind that bus. Hello. Anyone chatted to him?
Yeah.
What's your name, mate?
It's
Dean. Dean.
You seen him around here before?
Yeah, he's been driving past and
locked in,
covered up, and from the homeless team.
Oh, right, OK.
Sit up with us, Dean.
Come on, pal, let's get up.
I need my vodka. I need you to stand up for me. Right, come on.
Oh, he's up.
Careful.
You've
got your bag for you or anything. Did you have a backpack with you?
I'll come back.
Come on.
For... Dean,
on,
I don't think it's very safe to leave you on the side of the road, my mate.
I'll be all right. I'll die anyway.
Well, that's not going to happen today, Dean, is it?
It's going to happen.
It can't, mate. Come on, because we're here to help you now, pal. Come on. Right, have a sit in that chair there, bud.
You know what, though. I'm an alcoholic.
Fair enough. You're allowed to be an alcoholic.
Come on, put this round you.
Thank you.
Get yourself warm, my mate.
Thank you.
I know my toes are freezing, so yours must be absolutely gone.
Your names?
Ellis and Jenny.
And I'm Keely.
Keely.
Nice to meet you. I'm bloody freezing.
I know, mate.
So you've been sleeping there since last night?
Check your temperature.
Bloody hell, mate.
No, it's so
Do you not have anywhere you can stay where it's a bit warmer?
don't know.
Dean, apart from the alcohol, do we take any other drugs? Any spice, weed, coke, nothing like that?
2 years ago, been the last, I had heroin.
Heroin, right, well done, mate. That's really good.
And then about 2 months, crack.
You've not had crack for 2 months?
Yeah.
Sound, mate, well done.
Sorry to bother you. Right, you got it back. I don't know if it's any good.
Cheers, mate. Right, my mate. Do you know what? Your temperature's ridiculously low. Can I take you to hospital and get something sorted for you?
I appreciate that.
Yeah? Good we'll get you something, mate.
Yeah?
Jump on that bed, mate, and I'll put some more blankets on you and we'll wrap you up. Ooh, what's that? You comfy there?
I'm stupid.
You're not stupid. You just need some help.
I am.
You're having a tough time. Take care, OK?
Thanks for your help.
Seatbelt on, Dean.
I just don't understand why I feel the way I do.
As in, you feel sad or you feel unwell?
I feel very sad.
You feel sad. Do you feel emotionally unwell at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how long have you been drinking for?
It was 2005.
Is that when it all went...
wrong.
All went wrong?
But I lost my mum.
Right, OK.
My dad.
Oh, bless you. Sorry about that.
Brother.
So you lost most of your family?
Yeah.
Right, and then you just went downhill from there?
I'm not grieved.
Right. You don't feel like a man, do you? Do you know what, though? Men are allowed to be upset. It's not... You don't have to be the tough man. That's not life anymore. It never was. Yeah?
Yeah.
In the situation that you're in now, if you could bounce back and you could help people that are in your situation...
You know what? It's weird what you're saying there because... You know what I ought to do? Be a counsellor.
You ought to be a counsellor. You'd be the best person to do it. If you can turn it around and prove to people that it might be a bit shit now...
Yeah.
..but things get better...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So keep doing it, mate. Yeah? Honestly.
I'm on your way.
Right. Well, you're in luck, cos this guy that came before...
Yeah.
..brought you some crisps. Some biscuits, some juice,
that was a good person.
Some caffeine tablets for some reason. Do you need them?
Caffeine?
Yeah. Oh. He bought you some Pro Plus. Right, mate, we're here now. I've never seen someone chow down a packet of crisps so quick. I'm hungry, me as well, Dean.
Look at that.
Sound my mate. That's what we're here for, aren't we?
I'm your lovely lady.
Lovely lady. Don't.
Lovely looking lady.
Her head'll swell.
We best get to this door.
I know.
Like we said, no one deserves to be out in the cold like this.
You know, I felt bad for him. Lost his mum, dad and brother.
Really?
Yeah.
They say we're only two pay packets away from being homeless ourselves. That's what they say?
True that, true that.
Two pay packets away.
Probably one.
About over time.
Especially the lifestyle I tried to live.
Yeah. We have the drive and time on our hands. One little room and the biggest of plans. Days were shaping up, frosty and bright, perfect weather to fly, perfect weather to fly.
In an ideal world, there'd be one of us on every street corner, ready to spring to life when your worst day happens. But there's not. And we have to do the best with the resources we've got and try and get to the people that need us the most.